As we confess our sins this morning, I want to really direct our attention to this verse, really to direct our prayers. How will we confess our sins? And we will do so in light of verse 32. And in verse 32, the psalmist is saying, I'm going to do your commandments, Lord. I'm going to walk in your ways when you enlarge my heart. And this is a very important verse because it reminds us that it is by the enabling grace of God that we are able to run the race of the Christian life. We can't do it without the grace of God enabling us. We can't do it without God making our hearts bigger for Him. That's what it's expressing. And of course, it gives us this concrete picture of running the race, which we find elsewhere in Scripture. I thought of a parallel as found in Hebrews chapter 12. As that chapter opens, it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Thank you. Just trying out the George Whitfield here. Is this on?
There you go.
Okay, a little better. Thank you. Verse 2 of Hebrews 12. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So both this verse in Psalm 119 and Hebrews 12 give us that picture of running, right? And running is active. It involves speed. It involves your heart rate increasing, right? And the issue that Psalm 119, verse 32 is presenting is this. Our hearts are too constricted at times, and it makes it difficult to run the race. We're not able to run fully, freely, with the energy that we would with zeal, because our hearts are constricted. They can't quite pump with the vigor that they need to run fully. Now, I think we can all understand this concrete imagery of running and the issues that a heart not being able to pump fast enough presents, right, when you're running. I remember when I first picked up running, and I thought, well, this shouldn't be too hard. So I said, I'm going to run about 1.5 miles from my house to the mailbox and back. That was about 1.5 miles, not even 2 miles. And I thought, this shouldn't be too hard. So I laced up, did a few token stretches, and I set out to run to the mailbox and back. Well, guess what? I didn't make it to the mailbox. I made it about half a mile, and I realized my heart wasn't up for it. It was constricted in its ability to pump fast enough for me to run with endurance that race. I had to do some more work. My heart needed to be in better shape in order to run without being constricted and slowed down. And so likewise, when it comes to God's commandments, running in the way of God's commandments, we can feel rather weak. Our hearts can feel a bit constricted. We can get out of breath, if you will, and we think, I just don't know if I can, I don't know if I can do that. It's too hard. We can feel very, very weak, and we think, run the course of God's commandments? I might be able to walk or maybe crawl when it comes to certain commandments. This feels very, very hard. In fact, we are so weak, it's good to recognize our weakness, we are so weak that Jesus in John 15 says this about us, without me you can do nothing. You can't run at all without Jesus. So brothers and sisters, we are in need of God's help, is what this verse expresses. If we would run the race of faith and the race of obedience freely, speedily, and with zeal, then we need our hearts enlarged. And there's things that constrict our hearts. Sin, unbelief, pride, self-righteousness, idols in our lives. All these things constrict the affections of the heart and make it difficult to run in the course of God's commandments. So as we confess our sins this morning, you may be able to identify areas in which your heart is rather constricted, that commandment that feels so hard to apply. Well, in that regard, Isaiah 40 reminds us of this, and our brother Todd prayed this just a moment ago. Listen to what Isaiah 40 says to those who feel weak. It says, he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. That's good news. And that's what Psalm 119, verse 32 is expressing as well. It's a confidence that the psalmist is saying. He says, I'm going to run the course of your commandments, God. I'm going to run with zeal because you're going to enlarge my heart. There's a hope in that. And so as we come to this time of confession, I encourage you to pray with faith, pray with hope that God is going to enlarge that constricted heart. He's going to give you that love for him and that love for his commandments so that you are not going to be crawling and crawling and crawling, but he's going to make you be able to run. You're going to, in due time, you're going to grow into that runner that you should be, just like I needed to get my heart practiced in order to be able to run that 1.5 miles, so also God, by his Holy Spirit, will grow our hearts. Thanks be to God that he has promised to do that. And so let's go ahead and pray for that now. Our great God, you are the God of all power, the God who can do all things, and the God who has promised to give power to the weak. And to those who have no might in themselves, you increase their strength. And so we wait upon you today, asking that you would enlarge our hearts. We want to run the course of your commandments. And we confess our weakness, Lord. We at times feel very weak. Our hearts are so constricted that we walk or we barely crawl in certain areas. But Lord, we desire to run. So we ask for your help. Help us to run the race, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We don't want these besetting sins that are ensnaring us and slowing us down. Help us, Lord, to cast them off and to run more freely. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.